The literary world is still mourning the death of famous American writer Kurt Vonnegut Jr., who passed away last week at the age of 84. But few of Vonnegut's fans, even here in the Czech Republic, know much about his links with former Czechoslovakia. In this week's Panorama, Jan Richter looks at why Kurt Vonnegut was so popular with Czech readers during the grim times of communism and looks at how the author stood up in defense of persecuted jazz enthusiasts.
Kurt Vonnegut Jr. not only earned the admiration of a great number of Czech readers, but also stood up in defense of the Czech dissident movement in the 1980s. During that time, he visited Czechoslovakia as a guest of the American embassy and met some of the culture figures who were under pressure from the regime. Several of these activists were part of the so-called Jazz Section, an independent culture organization which promoted jazz music, organized concerts, and published books in communist Czechoslovakia. As Kurt Vonnegut later told American television, the group was about far more than just jazz.
It's about having a good time in life now and then. It's being a little playful, being a little childish, being a little open. And this is generally much resented by dictators and bureaucrats and dictatorships. And this has been the case in Czechoslovakia. My contact with the jazz group was a jazz section. Is I visited Czechoslovakia and met several of them, and they had me plant a tree and water it. And then a couple of months later, as John Updike came, and I had him plant a tree. And both those trees have now been cut down by the government. They didn't last very long.
That TV interview was broadcast shortly after the Jazz Freedom Concert in Washington, D.C., which Kurt Vonnegut helped to organize in December 1987 in support of the Jazz Section. The previous year, the organization had been banned by the authorities and several of its members sentenced to prison. I asked Carol Serp, who has led the Jazz Section ever since the mid-1970s, how Kurt Vonnegut first became involved with this dissident group.
The very first meeting with Vonnegut took place at the American Embassy. It was on the 29th of March, 1985. The Jazz Section had a little house in Prague at the time, and we decided to plant some trees and shrubs along a busy road in front of it. The planting was scheduled for the 30th, so I got this idea at the reception with Vonnegut. What if we asked him to help us? And sure enough, the next day in the morning, a whole company came from the embassy, including Mrs. Wendy Lewis, the ambassador's wife, and we started planting.
The next day, Kurt Vonnegut went to Brno to see a performance based on his novel God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater. Petr Osvesly, who produced the performance, recalls Vonnegut's visit to the Divadlo na provázku, Theatre on a String, a highly acclaimed drama company in Brno.
Special show for him because it was only one possibility. I think that it was Sunday morning, a performance which normally we didn't do. But it was crowded of the young people, and Vonnegut was enthusiastic. He said that never saw this form of theater, so open form, so variable, staging in the variable space and so also variable acting and ability of the actors to have authentic contact with the audience. After the performance, we organized discussion with the audience, and he said it openly during this discussion, and his reaction was very nice.
Petr Osvesly later went on to become an advisor to President Václav Havel after the fall of communism in 1989. Kurt Vonnegut was one of the many American writers who were highly popular with Czech readers. Publishing American fiction in totalitarian Czechoslovakia, however, was not an easy job. Surprisingly, perhaps, Kurt Vonnegut's first book to be published in Czechoslovakia, Slaughterhouse-5, only appeared 5 years after the 1968 Soviet-led invasion of the country. The translator Jaroslav Kotan, who became the mayor of Prague in the early 1990s, was in jail at the time, and the book therefore omits any mention of him. In fact, it doesn't mention any translator at all. Hanna Ulmanova, professor of contemporary American literature at Prague's Charles University, explains how modern American fiction, including Vonnegut's best work, escaped the notoriously vigilant communist censors.
I have to say that it is thanks to the works of numerous translators and editors at Odeon who actually did get the books through the system. How it worked was that for every single American book to be published in Czechoslovakia, there had to be 2 lecture judgments submitted, written by scholars or translators or editors. And there, those people had to point out that the books do criticize American way of life.
Ulmanova points out that the communist censors were also laboring under the misapprehension that Kurt Vonnegut's left-wing and pacifist views made him an anti-American writer.
I also think that the other mistake that the communist authorities made was that they believed that Kurt Vonnegut criticized American reality as such. In my opinion, he actually believes in the American ideals, such as democracy, freedom of speech, and he just criticizes certain negative aspects of the reality, and that is a huge difference.
Following the 1986 arrest of members of the Jazz Section, Kurt Vonnegut wrote an editorial for the New York Times entitled "Can They Even Allow Jazz?" There he expressed his opinion on the repression of freedom that was taking place in Czechoslovakia.
Of all the triumphs of life-haters today, of fun-haters today, of beauty-haters today, of thought and love-haters today, of the forces of Satan, if you will, the one that most troubles my heart is the inducement of some Czechoslovak politicians and police to behave like cannibals towards the most humane and generous and gifted members of their society. These people are rooted like the saplings in a tiny nation whose people have created a major fraction of the earth's most important architecture, sculpture, painting, music, poetry, imaginative prose, and most recently, motion pictures. If a flying saucer person were to ask me what Earthlings considered to be their most habitable city, architecturally speaking, I would reply without hesitation, "Come with me to Prague."
Out of the 12 novels Kurt Vonnegut wrote before 1990, half of them appeared in the Czech language under the difficult conditions of censorship and restricted freedom of speech. He was well aware of his influence in a country behind the Iron Curtain, and when he saw it was needed, he raised his voice in defense of the principles he highlighted throughout all his work. In the Czech Republic, Kurt Vonnegut Jr. will be missed.